Well, over the next couple of weeks, some very interesting programs going on at the Natural History Museum. And we have on the line with us right now Courtney Fryhoff and Ashley Hall to provide some more details on both of these great events, Think and Drink, and also a pretty interesting event as well, the Wild and Scenic Film Festival. Looking forward to talking about both of these events. Courtney, Ashley, thank you guys so much for joining us. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for having us.
Well, we appreciate you guys giving us some of your time today. And I want to begin with this Thursday's Think and Drink event. And it's got a mind funk theme. Give us the details. Why did you guys decide to go with a mind funk theme?
So Think and Drink is the event that I run for the Cleveland Museum of Natural History. This is Courtney. And I was trying to think of a way to kind of dive into the human brain. I think with shows like the remake of Sherlock and, you know, just a lot of these like crime dramas, we get into psychology a little bit. And we've done that with our murder mystery, Think and Drink, which happens in October. But we hadn't had a chance to really look at things like neuroscience, psychology, and talk about, you know, the human brain itself. And there's some really fascinating research being done in the greater Cleveland area at Case, Cleveland State, Baldwin Wallace, on the brain. So we have some really great local researchers coming in. And then we're also working in this interactive puzzle experience for the night to kind of get guests using their brain as they explore the museum. So it should be a pretty fun event.
I have to say the coolest thing about Think and Drink is that when you come to Think and Drink, you can get a drink. That's literally in the title. So you can grab a beer, grab a glass of wine, walk around, learn some cool science, and also just have fun because we're open until 10 p.m.
Now, there's a puzzle hunt here as well I want you guys to tell us all about. Sounds kind of interesting. So you're part of a team with four participants or less. So you can't have a gigantic team here. You travel around the museum, and you solve puzzles here. What all happens exactly at this puzzle hunt?
So two of the puzzles are on our main level, and they're museum themed. One of them is relating to our collections and kind of sorting some items based on their age. And then the other one is using a scientific tool called a dichotomous key. And I don't think anyone has seen one of these since elementary school, but they're really cool. They ask you questions, and you can identify different specimens. So those are both the museum-related games that people can play on our main level. And at both of those activities, you'll be able to get a password or a code. And then for the final activity, you'll be put into one of our classrooms, and there's this kind of lockbox creation that we've made where you can plug in the codes and then finish this final mystery puzzle, which is more of a brain teaser. So it's kind of just the idea of being able to complete a cool challenge, learn a little bit more about the museum, and of course win fabulous prizes. We have to have fun prizes.
How long does the process typically take, you think?
So this is the first time we've tried something like this. The puzzles shouldn't take you more than like a half hour. And you don't have to do the first two in any order. You can grab a beer, work on one, walk around for a bit, go to the other. And then the last puzzle is actually timed. So you only have 5 minutes to put in both of the codes and then finish the brain teaser puzzle that's inside of this lockbox. So it's one of those things where if you show up at 6, you can do it right away, or you can take your time. If you show up at 8, you'll still have plenty of time to enjoy the night and also do the puzzle if you're interested.
You guys also have science-based activities and games that are to help overcome worries, stress, and life's challenges. We could all use that this time of the year because a lot of us have cabin fever, no doubt about it. So what kinds of games and activities will be available?
So one of our partners for this event is the lead scientist from a company called Happify. It's an app-based science company that's creating games and things that are supposed to help you with anxiety, stress, but different games that kind of help you retrain your brain to have less of that. I know the lead scientist, her name is Dr. Acacia Parks Moe from my college days, and she is a really awesome resource. So she'll be bringing some game demos. I haven't played any of the games yet, but I think Ashley might have.
I have, yeah. They're actually really fun and engaging.
Sounds like a lot of fun. And again, if it helps you overcome some worries and stress and, boy, all of life challenges right now. You know, again, here we are, snow, 20-degree weather. We've got plenty of stress and challenges around here this time of the year. So sounds like it's going to be a heck of a lot of fun. Again, Courtney Fryhoff and Ashley Hall with the Natural History Museum joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Think and Drink, Mind Funk theme. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun here in a couple of days. But coming up a little bit later on this month, you guys are hosting the Wild and Scenic Film Festival. What's this festival all about?
Absolutely. So the Wild and Scenic Film Festival, this is actually our 13th year hosting, which makes us the longest running institution that has hosted this film festival, which is actually out of California. So if you want to get away and sort of enjoy some films that will take you on some wild adventures and maybe get you thinking a little bit more sustainably, the films that we're showing are about 10 or 11 films. And for one ticket price, for $20, $25 if you're a non-member, you can get appetizers, we have a bar, and you're going to be able to engage in some films. But not only that, we're also going to have 16 different environmental organizations from around Northeast Ohio that you can get involved with. So whether it's volunteering or just learning more about how to reduce plastic pollution, how to be more of a wildlife steward, and to really get involved, sink your teeth into some sustainability, you can do that at the Enviro Fair. And that's January 26th. It's a Saturday from 6 to 10 p.m.
I think we're going to have some live animal ambassadors at this event too, right, Ashley?
There will be some live animals as well.
Oh, nice. What kind? Can you elaborate? What kinds of live animals are you guys going to have at this event? That sounds like a lot of fun.
We will probably have some of our raptor ambassadors, not the dinosaur variety. Actually, birds are dinosaurs, right? But we're going to have some owls, possibly hawks, some reptiles, and I'm not sure if we do mammals, more like birds, but they're a little bit easier to hold.
Okay, yeah, makes it a little bit easier to manage. Now these, correct me if I'm wrong here, these are all relatively short films, correct?
They are. They're anywhere from 3 to about 15-minute films. So I know a lot of us have very short attention spans, and these films are meant to engage you and teach you something, and then set you on your path to sustainability.
Well, and I think that's the idea. If it's a short film, certainly it's easier to get the message out of that, no doubt about it. And you mentioned, too, that there are some local partners and organizations who are going to be here as part of the Enviro Fair. Who are some of these local partners and organizations that will be there as well?
Yeah, we actually have a variety of local ambassadors. We have hopefully the Ohio EPA. We have Ohio Sea Grant, the Refugee Response, Rust Belt Riders, Sustainable Cleveland, our main sponsor, which is Appalachian Outfitters from Peninsula, Ohio, and then all sorts of people like Great Lakes Biomimicry, Sustainable Cleveland, Western Cuyahoga Audubon. So there's something for everybody.
This is a zero waste event. So for those that maybe aren't familiar, what exactly does that mean?
So the museum has a responsibility, of course, in Northeast Ohio of being the leaders of sustainability and really trying to focus on cutting down our waste. So at the event, instead of throwing everything in landfill, there will be compost bins around with people to let you know what you can and can throw in our compost bins. And I've made it really easy this year. Everything is compostable, so we just have compost bins and liquid bins for your drinks. And anything else goes in landfill, and I've made sure this year that we really don't have many things that can go in a landfill. Actually, nothing can go in landfill.
And it seems like you guys have really opened these events up to make them a little bit more social in that you're not just going there to be informed. You're kind of going there to get engaged as well, to get yourself involved in a series of different discussions. And I think that's probably another reason, too, here for these short films, because it generates a great deal of discussion. And you guys have really kind of helped to open up the discussion by opening up the bar as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Last year we showed a film called Straws, and it's all about reducing your plastic use, especially with single-use plastic straws. And when I opened the doors, it was right before intermission, I heard people coming out saying, oh my gosh, we had no idea, straws are so bad, plastic is bad, and you know, people really started to get the idea. It's just all about creating awareness.
I think bringing a great group of of young adults, young professionals, and adults together for these topics is a great, you know, outlet for those who want to learn more and for those who are already passionate. You know, it's a nice introduction, but it's also great for people who are well on their way to sustainable lifestyles.
Absolutely. You can learn a lot from just attending.
How many of these films have you guys had the opportunity to see? Because I'm looking at some of these titles on here, and there are some really interesting ones, and I would imagine that even though they're short, they're still pretty eye-opening. I'm looking at one right now called The Invisible Mammal. This is called The Bat Rescuer. Have you guys seen this one?
I have, yeah. I choose all the films to fit our mission, so I choose from about 100 different films, and I have some people try to help me with this, but it's mostly me. And I picked the films to fit our mission, and a lot of them have to do with the Earth, sustainability, and a lot of wildlife. So The Invisible Mammal focuses on bat conservation and their decline due to white nose syndrome, which is it's actually a fungus that affects a lot of bats in Ohio as well. So if you come to the Wild and Scenic Film Festival, you can learn about not only white nose syndrome, but also chytrid fungus, which is infecting a lot of our amphibians in the state and also worldwide.
Very cool stuff. Sounds like it's going to be very, very informative. Now, that takes place a week from this coming Saturday, so that should be a lot of fun. I've got to ask one more question about this Thursday's Think and Drink event. Am I reading this correctly? You guys are going to have pieces of a brain specimen? Is that you guys are going to have like parts of a human brain there?
Oh, we're going to have more than pieces. I've got a couple different people bringing brains, and I know one of my researchers was talking about having a hands-on brain table. I don't exactly know what that means, but I'm very excited to find out. So yeah,
we're the Natural History Museum. Anything can happen.
A hands-on brains table. Okay. I mean, that just opens up to so many different possibilities here. I mean, we can go.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Courtney. Do we have a policy on zombies entering the event?
I think you guys are on to your next topic for your next Think and Drink event here. I'm just saying that the doors are definitely open. There's no question.
I think we're trying to keep zombies out of this one.
All right, fair enough. Well, maybe that could be a future theme. Well, guys, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us some of your time here and telling us about these two great events coming up at the Natural History Museum. We appreciate it as always, and we look forward to having you guys on again soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys again. Courtney Fryhoff and Ashley Hall joining us with the Cleveland Natural History Museum.